Helicobacter pylori is a type of bacteria that infects your stomach. It can cause sores, inflammation in the lining of your stomach or the upper part of your small intestine. For some people, an infection can lead to stomach cancer. The disease is a pressing public health concern across Africa. The disease affects a significant portion of the population and contributes to a high prevalence of gastrointestinal disease, including gastric cancer. The burden of this infection is exacerbated by the limited access to advanced diagnosis tools and effective treatment options. The Africa Helicobacter and Microbot Study Group founding president, Professor Stella Smith, says it's hard to get a diagnosis from a medical doctor.
So when they have this kind of pain and burning sensation in the stomach, or when the stomach is empty, there's an increased pain, there's frequent belching, could lead to loss of appetite, could lead to what you call early satiation. That is, the person already feels full while eating very little. And sometimes you can have a bloated stomach or nausea. So when patients start feeling like this, that's actually when they think, okay, something is wrong somewhere. I need to see a doctor.
Professor Mashiko Sitedi explains how the disease can cause different forms of cancer.
In about 10 to 20% of people, it causes ulcers. So you will have heard of people saying, I've got ulcer, I've got bile or whatever. So it causes ulcers. And those ulcers, if they are deep, they can cause bleeding. And that can be associated with very serious illness and even death. So the problem with it is that it's very, very common in Africa. About 70, 80% of people in Africa have this infection, most of which people are not aware of this, but in the 10% or so, it causes problems. And then the other problem with this bacterium, which is why we wanted to work on it, is because in 1%, 1 to 2% of people, it actually causes stomach cancer. So it's a neglected disease. People are unaware of it. People are unaware they have it. And because of the lack of symptoms, sometimes even medical professionals don't think to test for this infection. Okay, so Helicobacter does not cause a runny tummy. What it does cause, because it causes inflammation in the lining of the stomach, right? So you will have a discomfort. You might have a feeling like of having eaten too much and feeling like a bit uncomfortable. You might have actual pain in the upper part of your abdomen. You might have nausea. You may lose your appetite. And as Prof. Smith has said, you may also have anemia, which presents in other ways. And so those are the typical symptoms, which you can now tell from what I'm saying, that these are very, very non-specific, because you can get those symptoms also from too much acid in the stomach, from cancer in the stomach, but also from medications that you've taken, from overeating, et cetera, et cetera. Very non-specific symptoms. That is why most people, A, would not even be aware that they have it. And even the ones that actually do have symptoms, those symptoms are not specific for H. pylori. No, so I was just going to explain that, just to try and complete my answer to your question, that it's usually asymptomatic. People don't know that they have it. And the things that would trigger one to A, think they would have it, is if they know about it, which is why we are doing this. But also for medical doctors, then when somebody presents with the dyspepsia that Prof. Smith spoke about, which is basically a discomfort in the upper abdomen or pain in the upper abdomen, that is the usual reason why somebody might be tested. Or if a person has got bleeding from the food pipe, right? So not bleeding associated with a cough, bleeding from the food pipe. Clearly that person tends to go to the emergency room, where then they might do what they call a gastroscopy, which is a camera test examining your food pipe and the stomach. Now, when you do that gastroscopy and you see ulcers, there are many causes of ulcers, but when you see ulcers, that's another trigger why a doctor may then test for H. pylori, because it's one of the commonest causes of ulceration. There are other causes. So you can see that in that instance that you would need to have presented at the ER, seen a doctor, had them request a gastroscopy on you, and then you get diagnosed. So I'm trying to say that you can see how difficult it is to get to a diagnosis of H. pylori.
Professor Smith explains what kind of treatment is used for H. pylori.
Yes, thank you for the question. It is a bacterial infection, and bacterial infections are usually cured with antibiotics. But one of the major problems is giving the right kind of antibiotics for the cure or eradication of the bacterium. And that's one of the major problems with Helicobacter pylori. It's usually treated with what you call a proton pump inhibitor and two other antibiotics. But that also depends on a series of things like the patient. Is the patient allergic to the kind of antibiotic, which I'm not sure most people would even look out for, or if the person is of if the Helicobacter pylori is actually resistant to the antibiotic that was prescribed. So we have a major problem in Africa. That's high resistance to one of the antibiotics usually prescribed for Helicobacter pylori. And that antibiotic is metronidazole. Or flagyl. In an African setting, most people that have diarrhea, just like you complain of diarrhea, some people will just go and buy flagyl. And in some parts of Africa, I know that South Africa is a bit different, you have across-the-counter purchase of drugs. So people can just go to the chemist and say, okay, I want flagyl, I have diarrhea, and they are given without prescription. So those are part of the problems we have in terms of antibiotic resistances in Africa. It is treatable because it is caused by a bacterium, and bacteria can already be killed or eradicated by the use of antibiotics. But in this case, you need to have two types of antibiotics and what you call a PPI. PPI is meant to reduce or suppress the acidic nature in the stomach to help those other antibiotics to function effectively. So yes, it is treatable with antibiotics. Appropriate antibiotics, appropriate time frame, and usually it's a two-week regimen. And most of us in Africa, when we take it for the second or third day and we are feeling all right, there's a tendency to stop and not take it. And that, of course, leads to resistances. And that's why at the end, it doesn't work. So people find themselves going back and forth, trying to get a cure for it. But accurately, one is supposed to know the appropriate kind of antibiotic to use and the appropriate time frame. And the patients are always encouraged to make sure that they take the antibiotics through for the complete 2 weeks and not just 2 days or 3 days, and then relax the taking of the antibiotics, because sometimes there's no drug that actually does not come with side effects. Some of them could include diarrhea, but there's no drug that does not come with side effects. So we always encourage patients that when they are given prescribed antibiotics, they should be able to complete the dose, because that is very important. Thank you.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.